it does not make sense in the desert. It does not make sense for predators. They are all going to be extinct very quickly, but it will make me smile to see them for the few that are still remaining in captivity.
Hey, Bri.
Hey, Maddie.
How do you feel about Steve Rogers?
Steve Rogers is quite a guy. He definitely is out there. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. How do you feel about my Yorkie / maybe Yorkshire Terrier mix with something we don't know about dog?
Yes, I love Captain America. So I love both Captain Americas, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Speaking of Captain Americas, today I'm going to ask Bri about caps. Kind of.
Uh-huh.
Kind of.
Kind of. Okay.
Welcome to A Year Unhinged, where today we are talking about hypothetical questions. We're not talking about them. I'm just going to ask one.
Okay.
And this one involves caps and hats and things of the like.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. Right. I'm following.
I'm not sure that I am, but I am committed.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
Okay. So, Bri.
Uh-huh.
If animals were born with hats on their heads, like humans are hair, what hat would you assign to what species and why? Like, every worm you see is wearing a cowboy hat, that kind of energy.
Wow, I might have to take a moment to think about that, actually.
Put your thinking cap on, you could say.
Yes, I will put on my thinking cap for that. Well, okay, do we count wigs as hats?
I'm gonna go with sure.
Okay, cool. Because that opens up my expanses a lot. I'm going to say right out of the chute that coyotes wear trilbies. Yeah, those little like fedora wannabes, but they're not that, you know, the tips hat, my lady kind of thing. That's a coyote's hat forever. And it's usually pinstriped, but sometimes it's other prints too. But it's just ostriches have like a wig of this insane red curly Merida type hair for no reason at all. Just because that mental image gives me joy. It does not make sense in the desert. It does not make sense for predators. They are all going to be extinct very quickly, but it will make me smile to see them for the few that are still remaining in captivity.
Love that. Beautiful.
Let's see. How many of these do you want me to answer?
Just whatever your heart tells you. I hope that some very talented artist is listening and we get drawings of these.
Ooh, that would be fun. You know, here's the thing. All bears, obviously, because all animals wear some sort of head covering now, but all polar bears especially wear very tall top hats. Grizzly bears wear little short top hats, like the little flat, but they're not really, I suppose it's not really like a stovepipe hat, it's just like a short top hat. I don't know, all bears wear similar type hats, but they're just different.
Is it kind of like the ones that the quartet people used to wear? It's like a similar style.
Kind of like that.
Okay.
Kind of like that, only it matches their fur, so it blends in a little bit for some reason.
I love that.
But can you imagine, you're just, you know, out in Alaska, or it's not Alaska, that's not far north enough, the very tippy top of Canada, and you're just out skiing or snowmobiling or whatever it is that you do way up there, and you just look over into the white expanse and you just suddenly see a little black top hat bobbing toward you in the distance, and you go oh no, and you just gotta get out of there.
Yeah. And you know how like in nature, when you see a shark, regardless of the fact that there's not a radio to be found, automatically you hear da 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 da, because that's just how sharks work.
Yeah,
I feel like when you see the top hat of the polar bear, you just hear like this really melancholic version of like, "Hello, my baby. Hello,
yes,
my darling," and you know you're about to die.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be weirdly dramatic and romantic,
and you're gonna be like, "Wow, if I had to go out death by polar bear, this was the way to go, actually. Yeah. For sure.
Also pretty cool band name. Death by polar bear.
Death by polar bear. Polar bear death march.
Ooh, that's good too.
Yeah. That's one thing I'm good at, coming up with hypothetical band names, or at least that's one thing I feel like I'm good at, but the listeners or watchers can be the ones to decide that.
Mm-hmm. But if you like, if you give us stars, if you subscribe, then that, if you could, you could get us to where we are making profit on this podcast, then that will fund our album that we're gonna release from this unnamed band that we are gonna make and have time for,
of course, on obviously top of
the daily podcast.
Of course, that's something that we can do, because we don't need sleep, we don't need food, we just need to make things. Creation is key.
I love it. Agreed. I feel like, if I may also don hats upon some animals.
Of course.
I think that llamas wear beanies. And they all have hair in their face. They're definitely like the oh, what's that emo TikTok sound right now? Oh my gosh. Well, it doesn't matter, I guess. But emo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, cause tonight will be the night that they have like that that energy. The goths, I think, maybe more than the emos.
Oh, goth and emo are two very different things. They ask are me how they I are. Know.
I misspoke. I apologize. I think that the llamas are maybe goth and the alpacas are the emos. They both wear the beanies, but they wear them very differently.
Yes. 100%.
And they both think they're wearing it right.
Yeah.
And the other one's wrong.
The alpacas have it like barely attached to their head at all, probably with like some bobby pins that they magically have in nature.
Yeah.
And it just hangs off the back of their head so low that you're like, it's going to fall at any moment.
Oh, for sure.
But then the alpacas wear it almost like a beret, sort of. Like it's just kind of,
chilling there. Like they're, I like that. And then I think worms. All worms of all genders wear a prairie bonnet.
Oh,
just a little worm in a bonnet.
Oh no. Oh, I have legitimate feelings about that.
Are they good feelings?
Yes.
It'd be so cute, right?
It would be so cute.
And as they age, they just genetically start growing little mother goose glasses.
Oh no. Oh, I
little
need
grandma
that.
Worm.
I need that so much. It's probably the sleep deprivation talking, but I am getting legitimately emotional over the idea of these worms and little prairie bonnets. Something about the little bow under their non-existent worm chin.
And they're just like wiggling around under the dirt.
Getting dirt in their bonnet, but they don't mind.
Yeah. Well, it's also harder than fabric, you know, because it's a part of their body. So maybe it kind of like helps them as they tunnel.
It's
a part of the process. Shades their little worm eyes. I don't think worms have eyes, but shades them anyway.
I love that so much. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful image.
You're so welcome. You're very welcome. And my last one is, I feel like all lions wear a ball cap backwards.
Yeah.
They're all too cool for you. All of them have, am I a himbo or am I a genuine bully energy? And either way, it's hot.
Yep. I love that so much. Oh, and the little cubs, they can just wear those slightly off to one side.
Oh.
Like it's like a sideways hat instead of backwards.
So cute.
It would be so cute. Oh, oh man.
Like God missed a really good design opportunity.
Yeah, seriously. Think of how adorable they would be. Oh. Ugh.
Oh,
I need
now it. I was kidding, but now I'm really desperate. Anyone who can draw, please draw these animals. I need them. I make them beautiful. I will hang them on my wall.
Yes, we will print them out. We will frame them. We will put them on every wall that we can find, because mm-hmm. it's just so dang cute. Mm-hmm. It's lovely.
You know what? Please, everyone, comment your own animal ideas, because I think we're creating a truly beautiful animal kingdom here. We need to expand on the lore.
Yes, indeed. The lore of the Lord has been expanded upon. Nature's lore is no more the only lore that there is.
And the Lord said, let them have hats.
Yes.
Everyone.
Oh, I need it. I need it so much. But thank you all so very much for listening / watching. And please do comment your animals with hats, because feelings.
Maybe we'll and film our reaction. Definitely not crying.
Yes, probably. Definitely not. Definitely not. I don't want to, I mean, I don't want to admit the feelings that make me cry, but it is mostly just when something is too cute and I can't handle it. So you will actually get bonus points if you can somehow make me cry about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'll
somehow subscribe to you energetically.
Yes, there you go. But thank you all so very much for listening / watching today. And please do come back tomorrow, because we will be here, and we mm-hmm. hope you are as well.
Indeed.
Bye.
Bye.